Sherry Knight spent the first half of this decade as the bass player in the Blood Oranges, an interesting, if fairly obscure, rock-pop country band based in rural Massachusetts. Knight put out a debut solo album in 1996, but it's only on her new CD, called The Northeast Kingdom, that rock critic Ken Tucker feels she's truly come into her own. Here's a review.
The bleak sentiments that Sherry Knight embeds in the lyrics of that song, If Wishes Were Horses, are deep-rooted ones, skeptical about the chances of lasting love, defiant in the pursuit of it anyway. Knight spends roughly half of her year as a working, touring musician, and the other half growing and selling flowers in Massachusetts. But despite its horticultural imagery, I don't think it was only flowers she was thinking of when she wrote this prickly song, Black-Eyed Susie. Say that as a singer, Sherry Knight is a good bass player. She has a good, solid, serviceable voice, often, as on that song, reminiscent of Sheryl Crow's, and at other times rather anonymous. What gives Knight's music its lift is its coiled strength resilience. When she was playing bass and mostly keeping quiet with her previous band, the Blood Oranges, she was busy making a kind of alternative bluegrass music, thick with irony and self-consciousness. One of the best things about this solo album is its emotional directness, its lack of irony. Even when a bluegrass mandolin creeps into this fine, crack duet with Emmylou Harris called Crawling. This CD was produced by Steve Earle, himself a hearty refugee from the conventionally defined marketing categories of rock and country. It's easy to hear what attracted Earle to Sherry Knight's music, its formal hard-headedness, its knowledge of the past. There's a whole song here about the Appalachian Hatfield and McCoy feud, sung as revisionist history. And sometimes, like Steve Earle, Knight likes to just cut loose with a little rambling honky-tonk. The Northeast Kingdom is one of those CDs destined to be cherished by fans already hip to its author and prays sincerely but tepidly in reviews that probably won't result in major label attention. But maybe that's the way things should go for Knight at this point in her career anyway. Growing flowers and making music and selling them both sounds like the capitalistic version of nurturing popular art, and may result in even better hybrids in the future.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.